Okay, maybe I'll start with some introduction to the session. I'm Mona Sarfati, and I'd like to welcome you all to the session. I'm the chair-elect of the medical care section this year, and I'm from Thomas Jefferson University. Teach in the public health program there, which is soon to be part of a school of population health. And I've been working in the area of colorectal cancer for about 8 years now. And this particular session, focusing on these state and local programs, has actually been a long time in coming. We attempted to have a session like this last year, but I'm happy to say that we finally were able to pull it off this year. And I think it comes at an auspicious time in that APHA has just established a cancer forum. And so the first business meeting for that forum was last night. It has at least 75 members, which is the threshold to establish a forum. And I think that does indicate a rising interest within APHA on issues around cancer control, and is part of all the efforts that have been made now over 10 years or more by the CDC and at the state level to try to increase interest in cancer control with cancer state plans and cancer consortia and all of the other things that are going on. And also, I'd like to mention that, you know, this is especially well-timed because there's a supplement of the Medical Care Journal focused on colorectal cancer that just came out, I think it was in September, very recently. And medical care, the medical care section actually is very closely associated with the Medical Care Journal. The journal is the official publication of the medical care section. And there's a lot of interest in our section in health services research, so I also feel like I want to take the opportunity to recruit for the medical care section while I'm up here. For those of you who are interested in cancer and interested in health services and health services delivery, medical care section is a very nice place to be, and you can be in the cancer forum and the medical care section all at the same time. Oh, good. Okay, thank you. That's really good to know. Okay, so I thought I would start by just, and also that Medical Care Journal was actually put together by guest editors from AHRQ and NCI, and it has a variety of experiences from groups around the country that have tried to put programs in place. And so just to start off the subject matter, I thought I would give a little bit of background with regard to disparities. And then begin, then turn the program over to the speakers who come from various places around the country, and let them tell us what they've been doing. So here's my disclosure. I have nothing to disclose. An outline of how we're going to proceed is that we'll talk a little bit about progress on colorectal cancer and some disparity facts. And then move to a review of the Maryland program, and then the programs in New York, both at the New York City level and the state level. Then talk some about what's going on in North Carolina, and then have a presentation of evaluation of the CDC demonstration programs. And our speakers are going to focus on all of those four areas. So first of all, this is a very nice graph which shows the decrease in incidence in colorectal cancer in the United States between 1992 and 2004. And this is compliments of Dr. Tim Byers from the University of Colorado. But there clearly is a trend line going down in terms of incidence. Similarly, with regard to mortality rates, this is between 1990 and 2002. You can see the trend there also toward decreased mortality. And then at the same time, there's been an increase in screening rates. And this slide focuses only on endoscopy screening, but it shows a stepwise increase from 1999 to 2006 in rates of endoscopy. Of course, the general impression is that those increased rates of screening are related to the decreasing incidence and mortality. But it's important to remember that the screening is not happening universally across all groups. And so if you look at this graph, which shows the trend in screening of the total population and then looks The middle bar graph looks only at those who have less than a high school education, and the graph over on the right at those who have no health insurance. And so you can see, whereas each group has experienced an increase in screening by endoscopy, that there's quite a differential between those groups with less education or no insurance in terms of their rate of screening. So we're not there yet. Plenty of problems remain. All groups aren't benefiting equally from the progress that's been made, and still 40% of colorectal cancers are detected, only 40% are detected at the earliest and most curable stages, which means that 60% are still detected at later and less curable stages. And the national screening rate still remains limited at 60%. So this focuses in on some of the subgroups and the incidence of colorectal cancer by population group. And you can see there that way over on the right, for non-Hispanic whites, the rate is 47.5 per 100,000. And then in sequence across that slide, you can see other population groups. And right now, the group with the highest incidence is non-Hispanic blacks. And I should mention that this data comes from Cancer Planet, which is on the web and is an easy place to access very useful information about cancer, cancer control, what works, what doesn't work, and so forth. And it was also mentioned in an article that was in that medical care journal that was written by Srinivasan and John Kerner. And so there, a number of these, some of the information on these slides comes from their piece in Medical Care Journal, and I just want to make sure to cite that. Okay, and then with regard to the decline in incidence, not just the absolute level of incidence, but the decline in incidence, you can see that not all groups have experienced the same decreasing incidence. And the top bar there is non-Hispanic whites, where the incidence has decreased by 13% between 1990 and 2004. For Asians, it's been 11.7%. For non-Hispanic blacks, it's been 7.6%. And for Native American Alaskans, no decrease at all. And for Hispanics, 5.3%. So the groups that have less incidence also, less decline in incidence, also interestingly have a 20 to 30% higher risk of mortality. And so that's all those groups there. They have a greater likelihood of diagnosis at stage 3 or 4. And you can see the population groups listed there as well. And then they also have differing rates of distal spread, which has been very nicely analyzed by high versus low poverty tracts, and you can see that the higher poverty tracts have higher rates of distal spread than the lower poverty tracts. So what barriers can we address to facilitate change in this situation? Well, first, I think, you know, we all want to note that there are differential rates of insurance, and so access and insurance is clearly a big focus of the organization. And you see here what percentage of each group is uninsured. Hispanics is a 36% rate of uninsurance. For Native Americans, it's 33%. For non-Hispanic blacks, it's 22%. And then Asians and non-Hispanic whites. So the whites, that's pretty big differentials. And then other barriers that have been documented in the literature that are clearly issues for us to focus on, in addition to insurance, include source of primary care and whether the person has a physician's recommendation, whether they have access to get a physician's recommendation, and whether they get that recommendation. And then a whole range of social factors, which have been shown also very closely associated with the history of screening. And so those are income, education, race, ethnicity, geography, language and health literacy, and culture. And so the programs that are going to be presented this morning are those that have been developed to deal with these barriers.